Thank you very much. Good morning. Today I'm going to be talking about some statistical distributions and transformations that I encountered as I was struggling with some nitrous oxide fluxes, as I'm sure everyone does. I'd like to thank my co-authors, Aaron Glenn, Mario Tenuta, David Law, Bajeji Dunmola, and Priyanthi Yappa, who collected the data and collaborated with me on this study. The objective of this presentation is to review alternatives to the commonly used log transformation of N2O fluxes. As I worked on a multivariate analysis of N2O fluxes in our study, I'm aware of the assumptions regarding multivariate normality for multivariate analysis, such as principal component analysis. I started looking at distributions of my data, started to assess various transformations, and that led to the information that I'm going to present to you today. Based on my experience with these data, the probability distributions of soil N2O flux values vary considerably between sampling dates due to the effects of climate, daily precipitation, temperature, landform, soil properties, and management. Certainly a lot of sources of variability which can contribute to the variability in the distributions. And this is of particular importance when we're trying to identify mean values of fluxes for at the field scale or by a landform which has significant microtopography within the landform. So certainly it's appropriate to consider these distributions and the appropriate transformations. Parametric methods, as I've mentioned, are based on the assumption that data are normally distributed with equal variance. There are non-parametric methods which are available to analyze data which do not require an assumption of normality. However, they do not have many of the options for analysis, and nor do they offer the breadth of statistical insight available from those parametric methods. Here's a simulated data set just based on a random number and calculation with normal t-values. Certainly it's very well behaved with the central moment, the mean and standard deviation, all based on a normal distribution. Certainly that distribution contributes to the ability to calculate means for those types of distributions. However, when you encounter N2O fluxes, often practitioners use the log transformation to transform the data. And based on my review of the literature, by far, most of the transformations used in the literature are based on a log transformation. How often the mean or the location and the scale, the standard deviation, do not represent a normal Gaussian distribution for many of these data. And our practitioners do recognize this by using a log transform. Here's a log normal distribution, and you certainly can see where the location is, that is, where the median is, and just how skewed the distribution is. These are for flux data that were measured by Aaron Glenn at a study near Winnipeg, Manitoba. Now, although the log transformation is commonly used to normalize N2O data, there are other transforms available, some of which I haven't seen in the literature, and I want to bring to your attention just to add another tool to your statistical toolbox for analysis. These include the Johnson S unbounded distribution, the log transformation of the Johnson distributions, the bounded distribution of the Johnson distributions, generalized log, there's the Box-Cox log power transformations, and finally the normal quantile transformations, all of which can be used to transform data. Johnson developed a series of normalizing translations which transform a continuous random variable with unknown distribution into a standard normal variable. And they support a wide range of skewness and kurtosis, which is particularly relevant to nitrous oxide fluxes. Here's an example of a Johnson SU unbounded distribution. As you see, it has a central location as well as the scale. Another distribution is the G-log transformation. It's one of the family of power functions. Reduces to the log normal distribution when the shape parameter in the equation is equal to zero. The Box-Cox transformation has been used, or procedure has been used, for transformation in a number of studies, and it covers a wide range of functions because the identity value can be varied from to accommodate the appropriate transformation, whether it's a linear, square root, logarithmic, or reciprocal distribution. Finally, there's a normal quantile distribution where the data are ranked and then they are assigned based on the rank a value from the normal quantile values for that for a normal distribution. It's a very powerful transformation, but it's very difficult to transform back from those ranks to the original data. Now, once I'd encountered all of these transformations, and as I mentioned, I was working with these N2O fluxes from our study in Manitoba. This study, one of the studies in Manitoba, is the one that Zhao Peng just described before the break. It's a pothole country with a lot of variability, upper, middle, and lower slope positions. I assessed the effect of the generalized log, Johnson unbounded, log normal, box Cox, and normal quantile procedures on transforming those data. In addition, we have another study at Glen Lee, Manitoba, which is on a glacial, glacial lacustrine deposit with clay soils that Aaron Glenn has run in 2008. The chamber-based data from the study that Zhao Peng described, actually this is from a transect adjacent to Zhao Peng's study, involved chamber-based flux data measured over intervals of over an interval of 24 minutes. We have 11 determinations, and for each determination there are 128 chambers. So there's a considerable amount of data, and certainly that gives us a good analysis of the distributions for a number of different dates throughout 2005 and 2006. We also have the Micromet flux data, which are sampled at 15-minute sample intervals. I transform the data with the transforms based on the distributions that I just described. The transformation Johnson transformations were done in JMP. The Box-Cox transformations were done in Statistica. I believe that these transformations are also available in R. This is an example of the Micromet data collected in 2007 by Aaron Glenn and a micromoles per meter per second. And these are the instantaneous values he collected in the field for N2O fluxes, and you can see that the data certainly are not normally distributed. There's definitely skewed. That probability indicates that there's a very low probability that the distribution is normal. With a log transform, this distribution does not move to a normal distribution. We'll take a look at the Johnson SU unbounded, 0.05 probability of the distribution is normal, so it's certainly approaching normal. And finally, the normal quantile, which appears to reach a normal distribution, p is equal to 0.15. So I put all these data together in one table. And just to review, there are 11 data sets, 128 chambers in each data set for the chamber-based data in 2005, 9 in 2006, 5 micromet flux data sets in 2006, 2007, and 2008. Of those, none of them were normally distributed in the initial analysis of the distributions. Natural log transform, 4 out of 11 were transformed to a normal distribution for 2005 data set, 2 in 2006. So we move on to the Johnson unbounded distribution. Nine Of 11 are normally distributed after transformation, 3 out of 9 out of 11 in 2005, 3 out of 9 in 2006, 1 out of 5 in 2006, 2 out of 7, out of 5 in 2007, and 3 out of 5 in 2008. Moving on, you can see the relative merits of the different distributions. Just draw your attention to the normal quantile, which had normal distributions for most of the data sets. And finally, there's the Box-Cox range of power transformations. Now, one point I want to make is that I was working with micromoles of N2O per meter per second. So it's very important to pay attention to those units, because if I was integrating the mean over the whole year or a mean over a whole day, then the distribution is going to change. But nonetheless, I think it's important to first look at those distributions, as I'm sure most practitioners do, and perhaps in the event that the log transformation is not appropriate, you may want to consider one of the Johnson SU or Johnson SL, perhaps the Box-Cox or the normal quantile transformation. So there are a lot of tools in our statistical toolbox for analysis of N2O fluxes, and I certainly think that, that we'd benefit in the scientific literature from consideration of those transformations. I'd like to thank or acknowledge the support of NSERC, Ducks Unlimited, and Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada for support of this research. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We have time for a couple of questions, please.
You had the chance to explore the non-parametric methods, and did you have what have been the results?
To be honest with you, I've been focused on these transformations and using them in parametric methods. Based on my experience, there are methods like the Kruskal-Wallis test for non-parametric analysis, but that's fairly limited when you consider that if with the appropriate transformation, you could do principal components analysis or a lot of the other multivariate analyses that require multivariate normality in the data.
Thank you.